What they really want is what's called more voice. Voice is one of those jargon terms, but it means votes at the IMF. They want more votes. The votes at the IMF were set up at Bretton Woods in 1944. They've been changed a little bit over the years, but relative to the size of the economies, they're overweighted towards Europe. In other words, China doesn't have as many votes as it should have based on the size of its economy. It's 10% of global GDP, but has nowhere near 10% of the votes at the IMF. Same thing with Brazil and the other countries you mentioned. So they want more voice. The U.S. has denied that. The U.S. has not agreed to that within the governance process of the IMF. But the U.S. is trying to keep everyone on their best behavior, saying, you know, you've got to support the dollar. Actually, they want a stronger Chinese currency so they can cheapen the dollar, which is actually part of the currency war. So there's a standoff right now between what the U.S. wants and what the BRICS want. And what the BRICS have done is they said, well, fine, if we don't get a larger voice in the IMF, we're going to create our own institutions. They'll have a sort of an IMF, a multilateral reserve fund, lending fund, just among the BRICS. The BRICS are building their own internet backbone. The BRICS are building up their own lending institutions, their own reserve funds, etc. And so the BRICS are saying, hey, IMF, treat us fairly, or we'll go our own way and set up BRICS institutions. And I guarantee those institutions will not have the dollar as reserve currency. So that's just another trend away from the dollar. And there are many others around the world.